Hi everybody, welcome to Self Talk with Amma. How is everybody doing today? Hope your day is filled with love, care, compassion, and kindness. If it's not, that's okay. Just want you to take a minute to breathe in. Hold it 5 seconds and release. Let's do it again. Breathe in. Hold and release. Try to breathe in your mouth when you're exhaling. It helps calm the body, the mind, and the soul down. I believe that we don't breathe enough throughout the day. Intentional breathing, that is. It helps out with anxiety, when we're really, really tense, and when we have just way too much going on. And that's self-care. So today's topic is self-love. What is self-love? People think it's giving yourself respect, listening to yourself, appreciating yourself, being kind to yourself. All of these things are a part of self-love. Self-love, in my own language, as a therapist and as personally, is the relationship that you have with yourself. It's how you talk to yourself. It's how you think about yourself. It's how you behave towards yourself. So these three things, how I feel about myself, how I think about myself, and now how I behave towards myself. Those things are all action. And love is action, right? It's something that we have to do. So together, self-love is your internal voice. And what you deal with that internal voice. Is it negative? Is it positive? Is it uncertain? Is it at times wavering? You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not steady. And even if so, how do we make it consistent? So self-love, we talked about, is the language you have for yourself, is how you appreciate or feel about yourself, and is how you act towards yourself. So how do you give it? When do you give it? And how often? It should be every day. The moment the eyes open to the time it goes to sleep. Every day. It should be consistent, just like therapy, right? Especially when we spend most of our lives being so negative towards ourselves, not being compassionate, being critical, being judgmental, all kinds of crazy things we are towards ourselves. We spend most of our lives like that. So it will require to spend the rest of our lives loving ourselves, appreciating ourselves, and behaving kindly towards ourselves. Easier said than done. And trust me, I'm one to say it. It was something that I had to get used to, self-love. I didn't even know what it was, especially growing up in my teenage years, preteen years. And before we even get to a place where we accept self-love, today we're going to talk about where it even starts. Our language, how we are towards ourselves. Where does it all start? All right? And how do we come to believe it? So this is going to be a 5-part series. Today we're going to be talking about where our own self-love came from, or self-hate. Whichever, or self something, you just don't know. So let's take a time to go back to your own childhood. How was your childhood like? And if you have a journal, or you have a piece of paper, or even an app on your phone, a notepad on your phone, you can write all of these things down to help you kind of, you know, organize your brain a little bit. So my question to you is, how did you grow up? What were the adults in your life like? Were they positive? Were they critical, always judging you? Were they loving, hugging? Or were you a family where it was so, you know, filled with anger? Everybody was always angry. There was always arguments, fights. Or people who didn't really deal with emotions. Everybody just brushed it under the rug, right? We don't talk about it. If your feelings are hurt, you deal with it. You just You know, you avoid it. Why are you coming from a place where people change their state by drinking, drugs, there were domestic violence, or at a place where you were neglected? You didn't have your family. You were adopted. What else? Or did you grow up in like inconsistent environment? You stayed here, you slept with friends' house, you were in a foster system. What was your childhood like? Because based off on how your childhood's like, is how your internal voice is gonna be like. I hope I'm making sense. So if you grew up in a place where you didn't really deal with emotions, like me, we didn't really talk about emotions. If you're fed, you have a roof over your head, you're fine. Nothing else matters. You kind of have to figure things out on your own. And as time goes on, you just kind of become that, right? You don't really pay attention to what's going on internally because that's a learned behavior. We avoid emotions. When we feel certain emotions, we don't know what it is. We don't take time to sit and question it. So the way I grew up and how everybody just didn't talk about emotions, how I'm feeling, how you're doing, and I saw it outside of other parents, like my friends' parents will be very supportive. They'll be very emotionally in tune with their children. I craved that love, right? I wanted that attention. So there are two things that can come out of being in an environment like this where you can seek attention or you can run away from any type of emotion, any type of somebody getting close to you. I have a mixture of both. You used to. I still have some issues that I have to work through, but who's perfect? So yes, back to what I was saying. I saw that in my friends, how their parents were. So I was always looking for love. I was always looking for acceptance, for somebody to take care of me, right? Or even if you grew up in a place where you didn't have one parent, you had the other parents, or you didn't have the other parents, you have both parents missing, or you didn't even know your parents at all, that can make you seek approval, love, acceptance, family, all these things that makes us great, right? Makes us feel loved. You never seek it from your own self because that's not what you've been taught. That's not what you've seen, right? There are also some people that grew up in a, you know, I don't want to say a normal, but kind of like a loving environment, accepting environment, and they kind of don't know what to do with their emotions either, right? They don't know how to react when they get all kinds of emotions. They avoid it or they just don't deal with it. So again, your self-love, how you relate to yourself, it's based off on what you grew up with. And also friendship. Over the years, the type of friends that you've had in your life, there are friends that were really abusive, right? There are friends that they were supportive and they just, you know, they broke up with you, abandonment. That's abandonment right there. Or events that have happened to you. You could have been raped. You know, that will teach you not to trust people, right? Teach you not even to trust yourself. Or you could have been told that you were just adopted, right? That will teach you not to trust anybody, even yourself, and to question everything. What else? And life event, natural disasters that can make you feel anxious, right? So you're very, very, you're an anxious person. That's how you relate to yourself. You have to always worry enough to feel normal. Okay. Can you think of any more that you've been through? It really, really take time. You can pause this podcast segment if you would like to take time just to think about the type of environment you grew up in, right? The type of event that has happened to you, the type of friends, the type of relationship, right? And just figure out the core. And when I say core beliefs meaning that it's kind of like putting on the glasses, how you see the world, like your worldview, right? So throughout your life, you may have been at a place where you went through some kind of abandonment. So abandonment would be your core belief as far as people always leave me, people never stay, I'm unlovable, I'm a loser, I'm not worthy enough, or I have to give before I get, right? These can all be your core belief, especially how you grew up. And that's how you'll be able to relate to yourself. I keep saying that because relating to yourself is so important for you to understand it before you can relate to other people. I'll say it again. How you relate to yourself is important for you to understand it in order to relate to another person. Because if I am super negative and critical of myself, right, I'm going to have a hard time believing that somebody would accept me. Somebody would love me. I'll always question it. I'll always question their motives. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't think this one is prettier? You know, and that's where insecurities come from, right? So is how you relate to yourself, is it really, really insecure? Is it really anxious? Is it really critical? You know, always criticizing yourself. When somebody even gives you praise, you don't accept it, right? You believe that you may have like the best job ever. You could be the president of the United States, or you can be president of Canada, any country, and still feel as if you're not good enough, and still feel as if like you didn't accomplish anything. Do you understand? Because that is the core beliefs, and I want us to dig deep to go there. Go beyond where you have not gone before. So today is part one of self-love. We are getting to know where it all comes from. I want you to take out your journal. All my journalists, take it out. Keep writing. How did I grow up? What are some of the messages that I received from my mom, from my dad, from my foster mother, from friends, from the breakup? And what did I believe about them internally, right? And if you grew up in a place where people were verbally abusive to you, right? They just said, like, you can have a parent or a friend or ex-partner where they can say, you are a loser. You never get anything right. You are a bad girl. You are a bad person. You know, anything that starts with you, they're bullying you, they're verbally assaultive. That can also become your internal voice. In a way that even when you get an A on your quiz, you'd be like, oh, you're such a loser. You probably didn't do right. The teacher probably feels bad for you. That's why you got an A. You don't believe in you. So it's so important to recognize where you grew up, how you grew up, how it affected you, what kind of message you took from that as a child, right? And as you do that, after you've done that, after you wrote all the pieces, look at it. Look at what you've written. And just realize, wow, I've been really beating myself in life. Because I grew up where adults were beating me, where my ex-partners were beating me, verbally, emotionally, whatever, physically, sexually. And I've been doing that to myself. That has become my internalized voice. That has become my core. And that's why it's affected me as a child, as an adult now, excuse me. That is why I'm not able to love my partner or accept that he loves me or love my child or accept that she loves me or accept that my company think I'm a very good worker. This is because of how I grew up. Now, I'm not saying this so you can go back and blame, right? Because most of us, I'm a parent, we're not taught how to be a parent, how to be a partner, right? If you didn't have a teaching folks in your life, you wouldn't know. We learn as we grow, and that's growth, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to look at it from a compassionate adult eyes, right? Or a compassionate person's eyes, and see that you did not deserve that. You definitely don't deserve how you talk to yourself now, especially if it's negative, right? How you love yourself now, especially if it's not kind, right? Because that, having compassion for that child that went through that, will help you as an adult be able to rationalize, be able to defeat that negative voice, to defeat that critical voice, to enough to love yourself, okay? So that's why we're going there. It's not to blame, but to accept, to forgive the people who did it, and to forgive ourselves for being the internalized negative voice, okay? So this is part one. Part two is coming, right? Check out for the next segment next week. And in part two, we'll be talking about self-love in relationships, how we loved ourselves in a relationship, and how to improve on that. Okay, so that's going to be the next segment. So let me know if you have any questions that you feel I should be addressing or something that I may have forgotten. Send me a message and I'll put it into the next segment. Again, thank you for joining. This is Ama Self-Talk, Self-Care with Ama. I'll be talking about all kinds of things, anxiety. But today we're talking about self-love. It's going to be a 5-part series. We're going to go deep, 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 deep. And I hope you had a good time listening to this segment. You learned something about yourself. And keep journaling. Keep being compassionate towards yourself. Keep being kind. And I'll see you next time. Bye.